Okay, so it's Ein Resh Hey, Parshas Pinchas. So the Maharnaim was talking here about the fact that everything that exists in the world has the Tzimtzum of Hashem's presence there, and especially when it comes to the Midas, that the Rebbeinu Shlom reaches out to a human being by affecting him through the various Midas. So he spoke about the Midas Ahava in particular, that the Midas Ahava, when it comes to the various desires, so we're called upon to look at what's going on and to recognize that there's a deeper and higher message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending to us. And he quoted the Baal Shem HaKadosh that says, "Mashgiach min achalonis, metis min acharakim," that the Rebbeinu Shlom tries awakening the person to meet this hayira by letting him think that somebody's watching. And that at least if the person isn't getting the fact that there's really a higher message going on, at least the Rebbeinu Shlom tries preventing the person from falling lower through the particular manifestation of that midah. So he says as follows: "V'zeu gam kein pirush haposuk shuva Yisrael ad Hashem alikecha ki kashalta b'avinecha." Pasuk says, "Return, Klal Yisrael, ad Hashem alikecha, because you have stumbled with your averes. Chu imachem dvarim v'shuva Hashem. Take these words, return to Hashem. Imu eidav kol tisa oven v'gaimer." Says the Maharnaim, "Pirish apirish, hu shuva Yisrael ad Hashem. We're called upon to return until Hakadosh Baruch." So he says, "Ve'eches hatshuva, to what?" Until where? Until where does the tshuva reach? Hu al yidei elikecha. The way a person is able to return ad Hashem elikecha is through the midas ha-tzimtzum, meaning, shu tzimtzum k'noida shalikimu tzimtzum. He's saying here, ad Hashem elikecha is the method of the tshuva. Because he explains, "Ki al yidei tzimtzum elokusa yizbaruch umidoisav b'chal advarim hashvein l'machumriim." Since the Rebbeinu Shleilam allowed himself to be nistzamtzem in all of these midos, in lowly physical things, is through that recognition of what's really going on here, tavidavki l'yidei tshuva kama l'el, that's the essence of tshuva, meaning returning something from whence it came. Because like the Zohar says, there's no place which is void of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, shesham, even in this experience that we're experiencing as a physical lust or as a physical fear, there too, the Rebbeinu Shleim is appearing to you in the form of that midah. Why? In order that you'll be able to utilize that to grab a hold of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his midahs. So, tshuva Yisrael, how does he do tshuva? Ad Hashem alekecha. By recognizing that the Rebbeinu Shleim was mitzamtzim himself to the person in that form, in that midah. Vezeo gamken pirish pirish es Hashem alekecha tira, or viahavto es Hashem alekecha. He says that it happens both in the form of ahava and in yira. The pasuk utilizes the same term alekecha, meaning how the Rebbeinu Shleim is mitzamtzim himself to each of us personally in the area that we need alekecha, personalized. That's how he's mitzamtzim to us in that form. So whether it's in Ahava or in Yira, it's the Hashem Alekecha that we have to work with. V'yomar. So he says, as he explained earlier, that the person is overcome with an inappropriate lust. So how does he raise himself up? He says that what the person needs to do is focus on the fact that where is this every midah that appears here in this earth, here on earth, comes from a higher place. And what the Rebbeinu Shleilam in his Roiv Rachma V'chasadav is doing is saying, I'm going to even allow my presence to be nistzamtzim in something so shuffle, so lowly, as whatever it is that's the cause of this lust. Why? In order that this Yid should be able to reach out to me in Midas Ahava. So it's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he allows himself, mamas, to be nishpal in the lowest of forms in order that he can uplift the person higher. V'ama, says the pasuk further, ki kashalta pirish, but v'im kashalta ayde ahava shenisay rebach. What happens if a person ends up, instead of utilizing the opportunity to be uplifted through that midah, rather than doing that, the person stumbles and he falls for the physical manifestation of it. Is leimach masroya hamidah chas v'shalom. Don't feed the responsibility of it to the essence of the attribute itself. Rather, rak b'avaynecha. What it is it's our responsibility, meaning sha'ov enikra al shemecha, b'avaynecha. It's kikashalta, you stumbled, not because there was anything wrong with the situation. The Rebbeinu Shlom set up the situation perfectly. But b'avaynecha, shenifradeta, because you separated yourself, v'nifsakak mishorshecha, and you allowed yourself to be nifsak, to be cut off from your source, because you're not using the seichel that he discussed above, which is that there's no place void of Hashem's presence, even in those physical manifestations of these lowly midas. Like Eitza Yutza, what is the Eitza not to fall? The Eitza is K'chui Mochem Dvarim, take the words, meaning K'ya Dvarim Atzmam Shem Halavushim Shenislab Shasham Hamida Helikuz. That very manifestation, which is appearing to you as whichever character it might be, but we understand that there is a godly midah being manifested, is k'chui machem. Grab it, v'shuv al Hashem, and use it to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So rather than seeing it as the enemy, which is what we always do, he says, no, take it, take the opportunity and run with it. Imru Eilav, he says, Ratzalayim, Imru hu malashin dveikas, malashin imri chalukai. Imru is from a language of being dovek. Don't allow any opportunity to slip by without elevating it and turning it into something exalted. Any format in which a higher midah becomes manifest in this physical world, take it and run with it. And then rather than than stumbling and falling with that avera, there'll be an aliyah. It will end up being a chariot for the highest good. And instead of falling and stumbling with it, it ends up becoming a tremendously positive experience. And then the pasuk continues. In the neshama parim, the pasuk says, "It's like this." We learn out neshama parim svaseinu. We learn out the fact that saying karbonis is the in place of being makriv the karbonis, that's this pasuk. So he says, we'll be mashlim the parim, shem soid peirej din par, refers to the 280 forms of din, of harshness, shemehem boim adinim, from which come all harshness, v'alkein nasa shleimus v'amtoka. But by doing this, by taking the tzimtzum, which is stems from midas adin, and not falling for it, but rather elevating it to its source, so we banish the midas hadin. Sifaseinu v'nasib chines heimetzos apeshud hadiber hey achreina. This is the concept of the letter hey, which refers to speech. Is nasib shleimus v'yichud gomer shiyah Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. What we end up doing is bonding the letter hey of the last hey of Hashem's name, which is representative of Malchus. So by utilizing the manifestation which appears here on earth for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we take the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're ma'achid it with Hashem. He says, "Kizel p'chines melchemes amalek shul melchemes hayetzahara ka'amar." This particular Aveda that we're talking about is where Amalek puts forth his effort, the Melchemes HaYetzer, is around in every generation, meaning just like at the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim, just like then, when Klal Yisrael were leaving Egypt. So the Samach Mem clothed himself in Amalek and went to do war with Klal Yisrael. So the Pasuk is trying to tell us, Kain b'chol dor v'dor reitzel lakechas v'shalom es ha'olam me'habayr yisbarach. The interest of the Samach Mem is to uproot the world and detach it from the Creator. How? Ayideh shemamshech b'nei odam acha shebolem shum mida bilvava ma'amidus al-yaynim. The method that Amalek utilizes today is to take the highest things and to try to be mafrid them, to separate them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the highest thing that we have access to? The highest thing that we have is the ability to be able to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the midas that He allows to be manifest in our physical lives. So comes Amalek and he wants to separate that from Hashem. Ka'amar, she'al yodam ha'yuchaylam nechaz batayim. Like we understand that through those very midas, those are tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us in order for us to be able to grab a hold of goodness. V'adarabe, and what Amalek wants is Ayideze Misrachin Oid Yoseba Minisenu Rabim. What Amalek wants is to distance us further and further. Shusayid Golus Hashchina Shashaychim B'tachtonim Lehetivon. V'arishoyim Adarabe Chaitin Ayideze. Here he introduces a very, very critical concept. And that's the concept of Golus HaShchina. The concept of Shchina is a very misunderstood concept in the world today. One moment, please. Shchina means to dwell. And the way the Maharnaim, he speaks about it often, in this terms or in similar terms, Bechlal, about the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the physical world. But here he's using it specifically in the realm of the Midas. And that is that what he's saying here is like this. The Rebbeinu Shlom designed the capacity of the human being to be able to reach out to him through the Midas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself to us, Kav Yochel, by appearing to us in things that we can relate to. So he introduces into our lives a given midah, a given attribute, in which he is concealed. And the mission of the human being is to take that opportunity, that representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's concealed in this midah, which is what he's using here, the term Shechina, which is the presence of Hashem, and we're supposed to use it to connect to Hashem. That aspect of Shechina is in Golus until the person recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed there and takes it and utilizes it and elevates it and unifies it with Hashem. So the human being has the opportunity to do one of two things, either to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through it, which would unify the Shechina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to distance themselves, which is to further drive the Shechina into Golus. So that's the concept here of Golus HaShechina. The Alkain, since Amalek's goal is to drive a further wedge between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, meaning not allowing the human being to bond HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that manifestation of Shechina which exists in the Midah, so Alkain, Ein Hashem Shalom, Ein Kisei Shalom. Therefore, Chazal tell us that as long as Amalek is around, the shame is not shalom and the kisa is not shalom. Because moments ago he said, he explains it again. Kamei shiksiv ki al yad, like the Chazal say, ki yad al kes ka. Shechoser ha'alif min kisei. Kes is spelled chav samach. It's missing the aleph. Ki ahei achreinu hi b'chinin shechina, as he said above, the hey, the final hey of Hashem's name is the shechina, sheshechem b'tachtoinim. What is that? Shehem nitzotzis hagdoshim v'nishmas Yisrael. That hay is representative of the sparks of Kedusha and the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. Now, v'im ha'Yisrael evnim b'das ha'omer, if Klal Yisrael would approach their midas, in, as he explained here, is ha'yum mailin kol advarim l'mailo, we would elevate everything heavenward. V'ayu nasin kisei shalom l'abayi baruch hu, and Klal Yisrael and the midas that they were utilizing would be a kisei to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shekhtiv, Hashamayim kisei v'ha'aretz hadoim raglai. Kihu kisei koten, hadoim raglai is a smaller chair. Neged kisei shalamay l'ba'olam es halyonim. So everything in the world would become unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we would be using this world as the tool to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would become the footrest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam Hashem Shalom. Not only would the Kisei be Shalom, but the Shem would be Shalom. This is the concept of in all ways, in every aspect of life, we should get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning liyachet ha-hei el-shalosh oisiyas Hashem. This is the concept of utilizing the world, which was created with this final hey, to the other three oisiyas of the Shem, kol chelke oisiyas me'alif ad tov, shenoflu b'shvidu liyachet el-Hashem. He explains, it's actually a piece in Parshas Re'eh, where the Marnaim says that this concept of tzimtzum, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constricting his presence, was the process of Aleph to Tav. That the Tzimtzum began with the letter Aleph and ended with the letter Tav. So the place of greatest concealment, and it's actually what the Zohar calls the letter Tav, is called the letter of Bechira, the place of free choice. Because due to the fact that it involves this concealment, so there, there's free choice. Whereas any letter earlier, which is closer to the beginning of the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu concealing himself, there really is no free choice because Hashem's presence is too exposed. It's only in the places of greatest concealment where a human being can actually make the choice to ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha Enkein, Machmas Milchemes Amolek Shenikra Mafrid Alof. But if there is the war with Amalek, who is the one who separates the Aleph from the Tav? Mafrid alufei shalayim mishchinta. He is the one who takes the letter Tav, is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in this world. That's the world of the Shekhinah, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed within the matters of this world. The letter Aleph is the beginning of the process. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes Amalek and drives a wedge between the Aleph and the Tav. He causes the human being to stumble and to fall. Is Oz ena kisei shalem. So then the kisei is not shalem, v'chaser aleph, meaning she'ena davik ha-kisei b'chines hadoim la'aluf aluf v'shalaylam. Why are we missing the aleph in particular? Because the kisei, which is this world, is missing the aluf v'shalaylam. It's missing the aleph of the world. Alken k'siv keis chaser aleph, k'mesh k'siv ki'yad al keis kav ahavet. See, therefore he says, v'zeo nishalmet parim svasenu. If we follow this process that he's been describing here of connecting the entire world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the concept of dibur becomes full, shusayda dibur, which is what he said earlier, that's the concept of the hey maitzoy sapeh, which referred to the concept of malchus, the concept of the shechina in this world. With this we understand what the Pasuk says, Tzadik Meishel B'Yiras Alikim, the Tzadik rules Yiras Alikim, say Chazal, that Hashem exclaims, Mi Meishel B, who rules me? Tzadik. That the Tzadik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Right? That's the Gemara. So he says, he explains as follows. Very simple, based upon what he said here, it follows. Because through the wicked who separate the world from Hashem, is mismoite ta'ilam, the world is weakened. V'nisha b'tzimtzum v'dinin chas v'shalom. So the world ends up, they further the tzimtzum. V'al yudei ha-tzadikim, however, nisyashiv kavyocha chamas ha-melech. But through the tzadikim, so the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu faket is quieted. Kimoshel ben ha-melech. Like a king, like the son of a king, the prince has the ability to always come back to his father, even when the father is angry. Because the ratzon of the king is always with him. So what happens as a result is the actual entrance of the ben hamelech arouses in the king the midas ahava, And as a result, it doesn't remain, the love doesn't only remain with the prince. The love spreads. Similarly, the same thing happens to the tzaddikim shemekavenes atzma mim kol advarim laviyim shebashamayim voisin le'nachas ruach. Since he described earlier the process that the tzaddik goes through to be able to elevate and bring close the entire world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so due to that, they bring to the Ribbono Shel Olam nachas ruach as nisiyash v'dati kaviyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam's intent in creation becomes fulfilled. And he is able to quiet those that symptom, those dinim that happens through the wicked. So he says, now going back to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, why was the world created with 10 utterances? Could have been created with one. Says the Mishnah, it's to give reward to the tzaddikim who sustain a world which was created with 10 utterances. And to punish the wicked who destroy a world that was created with 10 utterances. He says, now we understand this. Because the Bria was created with 10 statements, meaning, why 10 statements? Because the statements go from tzimtzum to tzimtzum. They go from greater concealment to greater concealment. And that was done for the good of the person. Because no matter where a Yid finds themselves, even in the darkest of places, the Ribbono Shel Olam will manage to find the way to reach out to the person, even at that lowly place where they're at. We see it when we have these inappropriate thoughts. We see it as a terrible insult. And instead, says the Maharnaim, no, we're looking at it wrong. The Ribbono Shel Olam is calling out to us, no matter where, how far-flung and far-fetched and off-track we are, the Ribbono Shel Olam is calling out to us, even in the place of the furthest symptom, and saying to us, come back to me. I'm calling out to you with this exalted midah. Reach back out to me, no matter where you're at. V'afilu hachi, and despite that, adraba avur zeh misrach kinoid, comes the Rasha and says, no, I'm going to go and use it against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they are ma'abed oilam that was created dafki ba'asara ma'amores. Why asara ma'amores? Because it took asara ma'amores to create the kind of tzimtzum, to create the kind of removal of Hashem's presence that will allow the person to err. You hear the yisoid? And what's more, v'litin schar tov the tzaddikim shemekaymin. But conversely, it gives that much of a greater reward to the tzaddikim who sustain a world that was created. Since it was created through these 10 steps, through the tzimtzum. Because without that, a human being would have no way to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ahava. Just like we do with a child, you reach out to him with a candy, with a prize, to get him to come close. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same with us. Vinoida. Shakoyin humidas hachesed. The koyin is called the midas hachesed. Kiaf shemetzino midas kabdonis bikahanim. Even though we find that kahanim are kabdonim, they're kasanim, they're particular, they're quick to anger. Hugamkim kanal bimidas alyan. The koyin is the midas hachesed. Kemoy kein hugamba makamazel if imadrigasa bigashmi. So too, we find that the same thing happens according to his madrega begashmi. Ki ha-kabdonos hu mitzamtzem l'midas ha-chesed sheyehe b'yosher loy b'chesed rav. He says here that what's happening is that the kabdonos that's found in kohanim is a method of tempering the chesed. Shelulei ha-kabdonos shalahem, because without this midah, this added benefit of the kabdonos that Hashem gave kohanim, their chesed would be too overwhelming. So he gave them the midas hachesed to temper. He gave them midas hakabdonis to temper the midas hachesed. V'hine, b'maisa zimri b'shitim she'schidu liyisol liznes es b'nai Yisrael. What happened in Shittim when the b'nai Yisrael started with the midas haznus with the daughters of Moav? What happened? So let's analyze this based upon what he said here. Is vitafsu midas habayir baruchu midas ahava. What did they do? They took an exalted, lofty midah of love. And they utilized this exalted midah to distance themselves further from Hashem. Sha'ad Rabba, which in truth, its intent was, in truth, they could have used that very same midah was intended to draw them close. So what happened? Vinish aru bitzimtzim, and instead of elevating it and turning it into midas hachesed, so they remained in the constricted distance form. Mokem shenistamtzim hasham ahav alyayna, the place where this loftiest love was nistamtzim, was concealed. Vinimshechu lamata lamokem hadinim atzimtzim, and they dragged it further into a further distance and further constriction. Is vi al kein ba aleim ha'inish rachmana litzlan. They created the reality of this punishment. Shemesu chavdal delef miyisrael. They created it through their own tzimtzum. However, upinches aydei she'achas kinos eshal makim. So what did Pinches do? He grabbed hold of the kin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'heikim ve'hiskim es midas ha'chesed she'hipilu ha'rishayim. So Pinches took the attribute of chesed that they distorted, and he said it straight. He put it back in its correct place. The Ribbono Shel Olam's midas hachesed was not so that they would be mezana with Bnei Samaya, but that they should use it to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Pinchas, in his act of kanois, didn't do an act of kanois. What he did was he reestablished midas hachesed in its correct place. V'al kein zachalias kain. So for this reason, he was given the gift of kahuna, because the gift of kahuna is the act of chesed. He says, "Vizeu heishiv es chamasi." He returned my chema. Heishiv hu miloshen meshivas nefesh. It returns. It restores the soul. Meaning, shenisyash veruchay kaviyocha kinal ayde ben ahov. It is somebody correcting the ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the beloved child. Shenimtiku al yodei adinim v'nichlelu bechsadim. There was a hamtaka of the strictness of the harshness. And it became inclusive in the chesedim ve'al kein v'ha'isel lo yu lezari achav bris kunas oylem. For this reason, they are given the bris kunas oylem ve'al kein. For this reason, Chazal tell us le'niskayin Pinchas ad shaharga le'zimri. Pinchas didn't become a kain until he killed Zimri, because so many people ask, what kind of shayches does his midas ha'gvura have to do with the kahuna, which is midas ha'chesed? He says no. Shaz achaz v'hiskin midas ha'chesed v'hoven. It's all because he now rectify the midas hachesed. He put the midas hachesed back where it belonged. Baruch Hashem li olam, amen v'amen. So this is a fundamental yisoid that the Maharnaim talks about in many different places. This yisoid of halois hamidas, of recognizing that any midah we experience is a call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, calling out to us to take the midah and reach out to Him to restore the manifestation, as it appears here, to a higher place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gevaldik. Okay, take care, have a great night.